A midweek storm system pushing across the northern plains promises to end the warming trend and the tranquil conditions that we'll see today and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do not expect to see precipitation of significance across the region today, and the warming trend is expected to continue to take place. A little disturbance will pass to our north on Tuesday, but it's not likely to bring much in the way of precipitation to the region, although temperatures may start to cool down a little bit as we get behind that little frontal boundary on Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. But the big problem for the week, the bump in the road, if you will, is going to come around as we get into Wednesday, going into Thursday. First, on Wednesday, strong south winds will blow across the region, bringing the temperatures higher once again. There may be some precipitation near the Canada border, but we expect most of that to stay in Canada. However, a deep low pressure system moving across the northern counties of North Dakota on Wednesday afternoon will be setting the stage for a rather ugly Wednesday night into Thursday. At that point, the wind will come howling out of the north, bringing much colder air back into the region and occasional snow. Now, some rain showers will likely occur before the cold air arrives, but as we get into Wednesday night into Thursday morning, that's when that cold air will come rushing into the area, changing all the precipitation over to snow and increasing the wind speeds to between 30 and 40 miles per hour. Now, those will be gusts, but it will still be very cold with the wind chill. We have a high pressure system that comes in behind that. That will occur on Thursday late morning into the afternoon, and that will clear out the skies temporarily, but we will see a return of southerly winds on Friday, another warm-up, and another chance for some snow to occur across the northern parts of the region. Now, let me back up a little bit. This first storm system, that one Wednesday into Thursday, does promise to produce some snow across the area, and accumulations at the moment look like they'll run a dusting upwards to around 2 to 3 inches, with the greatest accumulations occurring in northern and central North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. Now, once you get up close to the Canada border, though, we could see some of those totals running 4 or 5 inches, and there will be considerable blowing and drifting of snow, so be prepared for that. There will be some hazardous travel conditions because of the strong wind gusts for high-profile vehicles. And once again, livestock stress is expected because of the wild swing in temperatures. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be mostly in the 40s with a few upper 30s. But by the time you get to Thursday afternoon, we'll be looking at highs in the single digits and teens with a few 20s in the south and a few sub-zero readings in the north. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.